All right, please stand for a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. And for the Pledge of Allegiance, I believe we have our CIS students.
When you're ready.
One, two, three.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Ira, call roll.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Mr. Golub.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Here.
Mr. Shafrath.
Here.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the September 12th, 2022 regular board meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Yep.
Shafrath.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Now we're going to move into the student recognition of our meeting. Before we do that, I would like to recognize Troop 123. Please stand up. I'd like to give them a round of applause for coming to our meeting. Thank you. Todd, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. First up here on the microphone, we have Mrs. Ollinger with the Student of the Month. Mr. DeAngelis, I'll pull out the podium here if you can hand out the certificates. We'll be followed by Hazel Harvey, the new junior senior high school.
Perfect. At Chippewa Intermediate, our Students of the Month are our students who work hard every day, who are kind to others. And this month for October, we would like to recognize in third grade, Naomi Browning. Naomi is a student that loves to learn. She's a hard worker, a leader in the group, and always involved in class lessons. Here tonight, we would also like to recognize Weston Funk. Weston is a nice young man who's a friend to everyone. He works hard daily, frequently participates, and is always polite when speaking with adults and other students. In fourth grade, we would like to recognize Sophie Moore. Sophie is a great addition to the fourth grade class. She's on task and always gives 100% effort. Sophie is a creative thinker and adds some great ideas to our class. I'd also like to recognize Beckett Buesen. Beckett works hard, pays attention in class, and follows directions. He is polite and helpful to teachers and classmates. Beckett is an asset to the fourth grade class. In fifth grade, we would like to recognize Maya Lizaraga. Maya has taken on a leadership role in the classroom. She is hardworking, reliable, and kind to others. We would also like to recognize Tommy Witham. He is not here tonight, but Tommy is a hardworking fifth grade student who comes to class with a positive attitude and a contagious smile. We appreciate his effort, kindness, and determination. And in sixth, recognize a couple of students who are not here. Evie Scritchfield. Evie is a hardworking young lady who demonstrates kindness and leadership. Evie is respectful and responsible and always willing to help others. And Toby Steiner. Toby is an outgoing, polite young man with a great sense of humor. Toby is always happy and friendly, and he works hard in all of his classes. Congratulations to our CIS Students of the Month. Woo!
All right, so Hazel Harvey, we strive to be CHIPS, caring, hardworking, improving, polite, problem-solving, and sharing. So those are, starting with kindergarten, is Charlotte. She is always helpful to others. She follows the rules and works hard. She knows all of her color words and can count to 100. Charlotte is singing songs and has a smile on her face. She is such a joy and a pleasure to have in class. Rocco LaMonica. I choose Rocco because he's a sweet and kind to everyone, whether it is a teacher, adult in the building, or a student. Rocco follows directions the first time and stays on task until his work is completed. He is always willing to help others in the classroom. He is a great kid. Gabe Thomas is not here, but Gabe is such a hard worker and comes into class today ready to learn with a smile on his face. He always tries his best and is helpful to everyone in our class. He is a great role model for his classmates. Mac is hardworking, well-behaved first grader who always strives to do his best in all academic areas. He is kind, careful, and resourceful. He is a leader among his peers. He has a strong work ethic and wants to succeed. His parents can be very proud of him. Way to go, Mac. Second grade, we have Bristol Woody. Bristol is an energetic student who has a love of learning every day. She comes to class prepared and ready to participate, often raising her hand to answer questions asked by her teachers. When asked to clarify her thoughts, she is able to give sound reasoning. She completes optional projects and shows her creativity and so. More importantly, Bristol is a child of character, demonstrated by her helpfulness and compassion towards her classmates. It is a joy and an honor as a role model. And then Gunnar Sayre, who did not make it. Gunnar is a kind and compassionate child who participates freely in class and encourages his classmates. He is willing to push through adversity and concentrate on his studies, maintaining excellent classwork. At times, Gunnar shows his sensitivity by lending a hand to someone who needs it. This display of understanding and gentleness is beyond his years. It is truly a joy and an honor to have Gunnar among our second grade students as a role model. Congratulations.
All right, and our students from the junior-senior high school. We'll start off with our seventh grade student is Lena Tester. I don't believe she's here. It's a joy to have in the seventh grade. She always has a smile on her face. She's polite and respectful, and she brings a great attitude to class every single day. Way to do your job. Eighth is Kayla Morsham. Kayla is extremely polite to teachers and fellow students. She works very hard, pays attention in class, and is not afraid to ask questions. She has a positive attitude and is eager to learn every day. Ninth grade is Emma Hughes. Great in math, she has a very good work ethic and is a positive leader in class. Emma does a great job of balancing her studies and her athletics. Sophomore is Zoe Lutz. She is very creative, friendly, helpful, and a hard worker. She is a fantastic artist. She is also very active. Leah Gaynor is our 11th grade. If Kindness Help held an Oscar ceremony, Leah Gaynor would hands down be the winner. She helped pull weeds at Hazel Harvey and CIS so that they would look nice for open house. She has been kind since kindergarten, according to Mrs. Garbinski, and she is always smiling. And our senior is Matthew Yeager. Matthew is a very creative, reliable, hardworking, and friendly. He has distinguished himself as a dedicated student, a talented artist, a gifted thespian-focused athlete. Matthew is involved with golf, choir, tennis, National Honor Society, and student council. Through his hard work and kind heart, he has won the respect of not only the staff, but also his peers. Congratulations.
Thank you.
move on to me. So tonight, as superintendent, one of your first goals is surround yourself with a great team. Important investment, and when hiring properly, will pay off greatly. As a school district, we generate a lot of data regarding student achievement, but it takes the right person with the right data to change outcomes. Our needle mover has been changing outcomes for this district for close to 10 years. Our needle mover puts relationships into the rigor and relevance of our instructional technique. Our attends school events. He's there on the sidelines, but he's approachable. He genuinely cares about kids and is a go-to person for everyone in our district. So I'd like to introduce and congratulate Matt Rodriguez as being our needle mover for the month of October.
We're going to move into our donation section here. I need a motion to approve the donation from Aaron and Casey Kunkel.
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Golub? Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving into public participation, I believe we had nobody on the list.
We had nobody sign up to speak tonight.
Okay, thank you. We'll move into the treasurer.
Thank you. A couple comments on the front. We just went through a pension audit. No adverse findings. Everything's good there. This is October. This is when my department starts gearing up. We have a five-year forecast that hopefully will be presented at the November board meeting, which will be, I want to say, the third Monday of the month, and that is on November 21st. I say third just because typically we have our board meetings on the second Monday of the month. It's a little different. A couple of things I wanted to note. We have a lot of our investments with Star Ohio. As recently as February, they were paying 0.5 of an interest rate. September, they were paying 2.5, about a 1,600% increase from where we started back in February, which has a positive impact on our cash flow. Last month, Mr. DeAngelis asked the Finance Committee to meet with one of our district members, and as part of that process, I did a little background digging and accumulation of some numbers, and I was relatively surprised, so I just wanted to kind of share that surprise with you guys. Basically, our employee count over the last 5 years has stayed pretty steady. I know there's been some comments that maybe it's increased, but even when you look at it positionally, there's not been a whole lot of movement, which really coincides with kind of where our student count is over the past. I just thought I'd share that with you. One of the big action items on my agenda tonight is for our print copy maintenance agreement. In your board packet under Exhibit C, there was a couple different options. The importance of that is really twofold. It's going to reduce our overall cost approximately $100 a month, which doesn't seem like much, but our current supply cost has been in effect for 2, 3, 4 years and was going to expire. So we've gotten rid of a lot of old equipment, got some new equipment in. Our cost print or per page for whether it's black and white or color is being decreased. And this is an agreement for 60 months, and it will be one contract as opposed to the five or six cons that we had over different pieces of print gear. And the option that I'm recommending as I get there will be item option number two. With that, I would like to move into my action items. Looking for approval for the September financial report.
Do we have a motion? Ben, do we have a second?
Yeah.
Shafrath? Questions, comments? Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gullip?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Item two, we have an athletic invoice out for $10,800. At the board's request a couple years ago, invoices that are in excess of dollars, we'd like to have board approval. So I've got two of those on the agenda tonight. The first one is the Huddle invoice.
I make a motion.
I have Hershberger motioning. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have Fenn. Questions?
What exactly is this for? I mean, I know the topic is Huddle, but what is that again, please?
I'm going to defer to the superintendent because he's much more attuned to the athletics allow for.
Okay. If you go to the football games, you'll see the big, tall camera at the end zone. It films everything. In the old days, back when I coached, Saturday morning, we would then drive to the other school and we would trade films, meet halfway in between and trade films. Now it's all done electronically. You're part of the Huddle community, you can do that. But other sports use it also. Soccer uses it, basketball uses it, volleyball uses it. Trading films, you end up sharing the films back and forth electronically with people that you allow. It's used throughout the state of Ohio.
And that comes out of our 300 fund or our athletic
Thank you.
Fund as opposed to our general
I just
fund.
Couldn't remember.
Okay, Ira?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Gullip?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Moving on to item three, that's consideration to approve the invoice for $12,240 for St. Peter's and Paul. They are the non-public. We are their fiscal agent, and again, it's in excess of $10,000.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Second?
Second.
Questions, comments? Hearing none, Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Schratt?
Yeah.
Shafrath, I'm sorry. I'll slow down. Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Item four is the consideration for the five-year lease maintenance agreement with Xerox option two.
I make a motion.
I have Hershberger motioning. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Shafrath? Discussion?
Thank you for finding a good deal for us. I think that's very important. Thank you.
I was surprised that we could get it less than what we're currently paying.
Yes, and for 5 years, correct?
Yes.
This is a contract for 5 years? Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Gullip?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
And three-year agreement with Ray and Association. They are an outside accountant. They do the audit procedures for our annual Medicaid school program costs.
Thank you. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do you have a second?
Yeah.
Shafrath? Questions? Comments? Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
And approval of Jody Hughes and myself attending a OAASFEP fall conference covering federal and state grants and ESSER compliance. We're moving and getting more in grant arena, and it's kind of a fallout from the audit we had this spring to give us to do the right thing.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Gollum? Questions, discussion?
Bless you people for wanting to go learn about federal grants and ESSER funds. Thank goodness you people are out there for us.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving into superintendent's updates.
We're going to start off with a slideshow here. I believe, Brad, are you behind the curtain? You can lower the screen.
We can reposition ourselves.
You mean the fine folks on the stage?
Spread out.
I think the fine folks on the edge of the stage.
This reminds me of Friday.
Our Sunshine Group gets volunteers, as you can see, from STEM night to reading under the lights to work with our kids, and so they just wanted to put together pictures that they took, and hopefully you pay special attention to the smiling faces of the little kids. They enjoy reading with the high school kids more than anything else, and so it was just a spectacular night with a very good group of people that really support our schools and make us proud. So I wanted to thank you for them and allow them to share some of the pictures that they took.
I'd like to add, they were 12 different events for the students to enjoy. Our student athletes were absolutely amazing. Younger students, it was a joy to watch, and to watch our little ones run around that field as if it was the biggest space in the world they've ever seen, grabbing their friends and like, let's go read, let's go find something. It was a great, great evening. So thank you very much.
So secondly, I'd like to bring Matt Rodriguez back to the microphone. give a brief report card update that we had back from the state and a little bit from the high school.
I will make this as brief as I can. So basically, the new report card came out, and as you noticed, this year everything was a star, one star to five star, and all of those were depending on how much you met or exceeded or did not exceed expectation. Five obviously being the highest, one being the lowest. The five groups that were recorded this year on the report card were achievement, which is how many standards you're passing. So it's the 80% mark, and it's how many indicators we hit as a district. Progress is our students grow. And the funny thing with this part is in progress, three is actually a year's level. That is what the state's expectation is. So if you have a four or a five, you are exceeding a year's growth for all of your students as an average. If you're one or two, then you're below that. Gap closing, it takes into account any subgroups you have, so that it's looking at, are all of your students learning at the same rate? So if you have a five, then obviously that gap is very, very small. If you have a subgroup that achieve much lower, then that gap increases and your number comes down accordingly. Graduation rate is based upon percentage. It's basically, I think it's like 94, 95 or higher as a five, and it goes down from there. And then early literacy is how many students were on a ramp or reading or below level, and then achieved level or were removed from the reading improvement plan. As a district, we had a five in achievement, a three in progress, which again means our students are growing at a year's. Gap closing was a five, graduation was a five, and our early literacy was a three. At Hazel Harvey, they only had two. Gap closing was a five, their early literacy was a one. At CIS, their achievement was a progress was a two, gap closing was a four, their early literacy was a three. And at the junior senior high school, the achievement was a five, our progress was a four, gap closing was a five, and graduation was a five. And if you look across the county, our scores are very good as a district. Obviously, we are looked to the areas that were not fours or fives, mainly fives, and seeing where we can improve, what do we need to do to, you know, our goal as an admin team is that we should have fives straight across the board. That is the expectation that we have. So it's very, very good. We were very pleased. One additional note that was not, I won't bore you with value added, but one additional note, the high schools were released. They did a performance index. Performance index ranks every child who takes a test. So if you are limited to basic, to proficient, to accelerated, to a plus factor if kids are accelerated. And the junior, senior high school, in the state of Ohio, out of 823 schools, we are 67th, which puts us in the top 8%. We've already started looking and have changed some of the instructional pieces. The goal is to be in the top 50 and to continue moving that up. But I was happy that Mr. Osborne wanted me to share these. As you can see, our district does phenomenal educationally, which is obviously our number one priority. So, hope that helps.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks.
So under my agenda, I do have five items, individual items to be take under consideration. The first one is to approve the hiring of Kate Zollinger as a paraprofessional teacher paraprofessional teacher aide. This is a one-year contract for 7.5 hours. She starts at SEP 0 on the OPC contract, and she did start back on September 19th, 2022, to fill an opening that we had.
Thank you. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
By Fenn, do I have a second?
Yeah.
Shafrath? Questions? Discussion?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did she start maybe as a temp, as a sub or something?
No, we had a person leave district in the mid-year, so I had to hire her immediately to fill that need.
All right, thank you.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Shaffrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Asking for consideration to approve the hiring of David Maculaitis as the head baseball coach at 0.5% per the CE contract. And David is here tonight. He's the big guy out there in the blue.
Big guy?
So we're. He was formerly a head coach at Northwest and assistant coach at Camp McKinley.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Have Finn?
Second.
Gullib second. Questions, discussion?
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shaffrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. David, welcome.
Thank you. Asking for it to approve the transportation in lieu of for the 22-23 school year, 21 students. I believe that is the wrong amount per student that was raised this past year. Robin, you know, I think the new amount is closer to 500. I will have to get an exact amount, but I believe it's, is it 500? Yes, so I believe that amount doubled. I just caught that. I saw the 525 looking through that, but the amount has, I believe, has doubled coming into this year.
So the total is incorrect as well?
The total will be incorrect also. I can get you that, but the 21 students are listed.
So if that's correct, 11,151, yeah. Could we change the motion to no greater than 11,500?
I don't have an issue. Do you have a motion for nothing greater than 11,500?
Can we make 12 just in case it's a little bit over 5, just to be on the safe side, 12,000? Because I know it got increased, and it was this year at the beginning of the year. It's been 250 for several years, but I know it increased. I know it did.
I did 51 times 21.
Okay, that perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we just make it enough that we don't have to come back to this just for a number? Thank you. With whatever our final number is.
I rounded up to 11,500.
Thank you.
And it is required by law that we burst out.
Do you have a motion for
transportation lieu for 21 students with a total amount not to be over 11,500?
Make a motion.
I have Hershberger. Do I have a?
Yep.
Shaffrath? Do we have questions?
Mr. Hershberger? Mr. Shaffrath?
Yeah.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Mrs.
The consideration approved the hiring of Jeff Hetch, janitor, step 10. He does come with a lot of experience. Starting tonight, he was working tonight. And I also like to say kudos to Kim, who came in off on a vacation for 2 hours to help him out during her last week to show him around. But hiring of Jeff Hetch, janitor, junior, senior high school, step 10, starting tonight, October 10th.
Make a motion.
Hershberger motioning. Do I have a second?
Second.
Gullib? Questions, comments?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Shaffrath?
Yep.
DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. And Kim, thank you for coming in.
And lastly, approve the hiring of Michaela D., permanent substitute teacher, for the remaining of this first semester, October 3rd through the 16th. If you had the old agenda, there was a second one, and that one has been pulled. They took another job. So I'm only having one permanent substitute added, and December 6th will be her last day.
Okay, do you have a motion?
So moved.
Ben, do I have a second? Shaffrath? Questions?
I have a question. So we'll have two, we're calling permanent substitute teachers, so that if a staff member is out, we have two people to call in first.
They're
restricted to Chippewa. They report here every day, regardless.
And
so if they don't have anybody out, they do other unique tasks we need done.
We assign them duties, yes.
Okay, perfect. It's such a great idea. It really, truly is, especially with a shortage of jobs. Thank you.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Shaffrath?
Yep.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving into the superintendent's consent agenda, which we'll take one motion to approve all.
As I approve the resignation of Kim Wyatt, effective October 14, 2022. Approve the transfer of Laura Clemens' degree to a bachelor's plus 150. She's currently step 7 on the CEA contract. Approve a peer middle school basketball coach, Jamie Sammons. And approve the weightlifting coach, Brady Jones, at 11%. Approve the hire of the following substitute classified workers per substitute pay rate, pending their outcome of their BCI, FBI background checks. With that, we are creating a list as to which categories they will sub in multiple categories. They could be in the kitchen, an aide, and or a secretary. So they're gonna be on a classified list. Approve the hire of the following teacher substitutes per substitute rate, pending their BCI, FBI background checks and their ODE 1-year license. This is Casey Conkle and Porter. And approve the hiring of the following non-bachelor teacher substitutes, and per the substitute, their BCI and FBI background checks, and they would be getting a 1-year license from the ODE, and that is Joyce White, Elizabeth Huffman, and Paige Bailey.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Yep.
Shafrath. Questions, comments?
Yes. Okay, help me understand. How is this teacher then our permanent teacher substitute?
They won't be here every day. They'll only be here when we have openings.
And are we no longer going through Tri-County for substitute teachers?
With the new law allowing us to hire non-bachelors, they only want to work here. And some of them are only going to work, they're only available during the week.
I understand.
They told us I can be here Thursday if you need me. And so we're hiring them, and then if we need help on Thursday, we call. The Tri-County has the pool, and we still are a member of the Tri-County, and that's still out and distributed to everybody that's open. But it does give the principal somebody else to call on a particular day.
All right, thank you.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. Gullib?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. We have board discussion, new business. Anything listed? Okay, we're moving into executive session. We got to call it for three reasons. One, the employment of a public official. Two, to consider the purchase of a property. I believe the third's on the back. And three, matters be kept confidential. Purchase of a property or sale of a property. And I have 6:43 and no action afterwards.
No, not expecting any action.
Okay. There'll be no action afterwards. So thank you all for coming.
Motion.
I make a motion.
Second.